This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And welcome. It is so nice to have you with us. It is Frankie Boyer. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z. I started to do this program because I wanted it to become an educational odyssey. I want all of us to become educated. And today, boy, we are so fortunate to have two highly regarded doctors to make up the hour of this program. Our first guest today is Dr. Bobby Day. Besides the fact that this is a fabulous doctor, he was also, you see those commercials for the spine centers, the National Spine and Pain Centers. It's become the largest pain management practice in the nation. And unfortunately, one of the leading prescribers of opioids, and Dr. Day was very responsible because that was his field. He was in the field of medicine that helped people with pain. Most people go to a doctor. Most people go to a physician to get relief. They want relief from pain. And joining us today is a man who understands this. He's a business leader, he's a top MD, and he understands a plant called cannabis. Imagine that. Dr. Bobby Day, what a pleasure. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Frankie. Thank you for having me.
Let's go back to when you first got into the world of pain, and tell us the practices back then of what was considered typical, normal, and acceptable?
That's actually really, nobody's ever asked me that question, and that's a very interesting question to answer. We actually started as fellows.
Well, we have to ask that question, Doctor, because we need to understand why we're in the pickle we're in today. Because
yeah,
way back when, you guys didn't know
so much, and is very important.
Yeah, doctors didn't know that this was an addiction. They didn't know they were creating an addiction with this medication.
Let me dive into this then.
Yes.
As you asked.
Yes.
First and foremost, this was back around 1994 that I was in my residency and fellowship years, and we had leading physicians in the country and internationally, actually, as our mentors. And these physicians who were our mentors had the philosophy, as did all the major institutions in the country, like the Mayo Clinic, Sloan Kettering, and at Cornell, UPenn, Johns Hopkins, that opiates were a deserved medication for the fifth vital sign, which was pain. And as they were pioneering this field, they really felt that opiates should be given until the pain goes away. The problem of this was that opiates structure is 98% the structure of heroin. And while on one hand you're a well-meaning physician trying to change untreated pain for decades, on the other hand, you're creating not addiction, but dependency. There's a clear divide between dependency and addiction that people forget, and the terms are used loosely to say addiction. Addiction is illicit behavior or a personality disorder, where, let's say an example would be where a patient is forging a doctor's prescription or using the drug in an illicit way where they're selling it. Dependency is where a patient is actually taking the medication and needs it, much like insulin or antihypertensive, in order to maintain a medical condition. So we were very clear to tell our patients that, look, you know, you're under the hands of a licensed educated medical doctor, and we will get you through this. For example, we were treating patients with crushed foot injuries, and that pain is never going to go away. That's terminal pain. And for that, we gave them opiates to treat that. There's nothing else that can treat pain as effectively as opiates can, because those are the receptors that they go to. The downside of it was the dependence that they developed. The problem was giving so much at that time, and this is the point that you bring up of what happened back then, is that the philosophy for those cutting-edge doctors, our mentors, was that keep giving until the pain goes away. And we were brought up in an institution that practiced that philosophy to an extent, but when I started the Spine Center back in 1998, we moderated those medications and really helped patients by the tens of thousands to get through their ailments and illnesses. And for the ones that had chronic situation, we maintained them on opiates for years and years and years. These patients did not become heroin addicts. They did not go on to addiction issues by the, you know, large volumes or anything. I would say that addiction issues in our practice was probably 5 to 10%, 7% being the average. And if there was addiction issues, we would get them rehabilitative care and counseling and mm-hmm. whatever was necessary. That's just the fallout of treating patients with opiate medications. I think the problem occurred when primary care and other medical specialties, even general specialties like family practice doctors, started giving patients opiate therapy. They were not fellowship trained. They didn't see the signs. They didn't get the additional education to understand the difference of who's addicted and who's dependent. So in our case, we were always there for those doctors to refer those patients to so that we could find multiple modalities of treatment to help them. But in other areas in this country, that did not happen. The reason our practice now prescribes the largest number of opiates is only by the fact that we have the highest number of physicians practicing pain management in any one practice. So I still think that pain management doctors are the go-to doctors for patients who are on opiates, which is always going to be the case. I mean, pain will always be a problem, and opiate therapy is always going to be the mainstay of that care. But our focus is to try and bring in, I think, what needs to be the new focus, the new mission, the new cutting edge, is to bring in alternative options that also effectively treat pain and use combination therapy with medications such as cannabis to help reduce the opiate dosage so that patients are not so susceptible to a higher level of dependency, which can lead to addiction. I hope I explained that clearly.
Yes, you did. Thank you so much for sharing that with us, Doctor. And so now we have a problem that's not going away. It's a major, major problem. It's a major problem in every city in this country. And anyone that closes their eyes, you're being blinded to reality. We have
100%, yes.
We have young people who were given these pain pills, opioids, to help them from car accidents to knee injuries, from football to sports to, if I hear one more mother on television locally cry because her son became addicted, it was so much cheaper for them to go from that to the high from heroin. And the kind of heroin that they're using today is different than the heroin 10 years ago. And so now the risk of overdose, as you know, Doctor, is so disturbing. So disturbing. And kids are overdosing. And thank goodness many of them are being saved by many police and fire departments that are using Narcan. So we've got to really address this problem, and cannabis could be the answer, but we also need to educate people about that, and that's why you're on today, and we will talk about that in our next segment. Doctor, what's the best website? How can people find out more about you and the work that you're doing, Dr. Bobby Day?
www.climbholdings.com. So climb spelled C-L-I-M-B, holdings.
We'll be back in just a moment. And you're also going to be at the conference next week in Vegas. So stay tuned. I'm Frankie Boyer. He's Dr. Bobby Day. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer and Educational Odyssey.
Sure, Ellie.
Oh, my. You might want to come here and help Grandma.
What's the matter, Grandma? Can't you stand?
Oh, sorry, honey. It's my knees. They don't work the way they used to.
Does this ever happen to you? Are you on Medicare? You may qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Call the Health Hotline to see if you qualify. Our friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have braces for your shoulder, ankle, or back pain. And if you're covered by Medicare, you may qualify for free delivery.
Grandma, slow down. I can't keep up.
Maybe you can use a knee brace too, Ellie. Catch me if you can, kiddo.
Call now to get your pain-relieving knee brace. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. That's 800-659-7975.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Joining us today is one of the true pioneers from Climb Holdings, an investment fund for cannabis companies. He's also someone who understands. He really understands medical cannabis and opioid addiction and the epidemic we're in today. And as I was going to break, Doctor, I was saying that if I hear one more mother crying on television how her child was taken from her by this addiction, it breaks my heart. And this is not, these are not, you know, a lot of people think we're talking about street kids. Well, they've become street kids, but they weren't street kids to begin with. They were members of our society, and we have forsaken them. And unfortunately, we are now in a place where it's just become a real mess. And you have some solutions, so I want to hear what they are.
Sure. It's a firmly understood concept that cannabidiol, which is one of the components of cannabis, the plant, is a pain reliever. It can relieve pain, and there's been multiple studies done with this. The actual stereotypes that went into marijuana, which I never call it cannabis, from the 70s, is what has made this a Schedule I drug. A Schedule I drug means that it is a drug that has no medical benefits and can be addictive. A Schedule II drug has medical benefits and is and can be addictive. So Schedule II drugs are drugs like oxycodone, which is 98% the structure of heroin. However, a natural plant like cannabis that has cannabidiol that can be extracted from it is somehow a Schedule I drug, even though it's well known that among many other properties, cannabidiol, which is the component of cannabis, has pain-relieving properties. It can relieve nausea. It can help with insomnia. It can help with anxiety. It can help with seizures, all of these properties. And so what's happened in this country is that no one has done the appropriate studies needed so that the government can label this a Schedule II drug instead of a Schedule I drug. And when that shift occurs, I think mainstream individuals like physicians, scientists, the medical community, the scientific community, places like Harvard and Yale and all the higher institutions are going to come on board, and you will see this drug being used in an appropriate manner to help with pain conditions. And once you do that, once you're able to leverage another medication against the opiates that are out there, you're able to reduce the dosage of opiates. Once you're able to reduce the dosage of opiates, the dependency and ultimately the addiction rates are going to go down. So the process...
I have a question for you. What's going to happen to Big Pharma?
Can't worry about that. I think you got to just do what do the right thing.
I understand.
On board. I think these same guys who are making opiates are going to get huge, massive lawsuits. They were using opiates that were supposed to be used for malignant cancer in benign cancer conditions, and the reps would come and tell us, me, my colleagues, that, you know, it's okay to use it. We can't tell you wink, wink, but it's okay to use these medications. And so Big Pharma is implicit in this opiate epidemic in this country. I think Big Pharma is looking for a way out. I think medical doctors are looking for a way out. I think patients are looking for a way out. And I think they're going to work together to find that way out. I don't think Big Pharma ultimately is going to stop CBD. I think Big Pharma is going to embrace CBD and be happy that when a kid who's 18 years old comes in with a knee injury is not getting fentanyl as a method to help his pain, which is actually a drug that's used for malignant cancer.
Right, which is what's killing the kids because there's too much of the fentanyl in the heroin on the streets today.
Exactly.
And by the way, dogs are dying as well because the needles with a little bit of it is left on the ground and dogs are licking them and they're actually using Narcan for dogs, believe it or not. It's pretty wild what's happening in our country. Pretty wild in the cities as well as in the country, in small towns as well as in big towns. Now,
yes, I think it was started in the larger academic institutions and then went to the major cities, places like where I was practicing. One of the things I saw clearly in my patients is the ones that were taking cannabis or inhaling cannabis did not need an escalation of dosing over time. So when I had a patient for 5 years, the patient not taking cannabis would require escalations because the receptors would just fill up and they needed higher doses.
As
a pain physician, you have to treat the patient. You have to take care of them. You can't just say, oh, your pain is excruciating and I can't do anything about it.
Right, right.
And whereas the patient that was taking smoking marijuana, they actually did not require that. They were very cautious about the fact that I was giving them opiates while they were taking cannabis. And I documented that on every note. I said that, you know, there could be possible interactions, and the patient understood. They were urine tested on a regular basis. And I, 5 years later, they were on the same opiate doses. They were not addicted. They didn't have a problem. And so I think that there is a real efficacy behind using CBD in combination with opiate therapy.
I'm so thrilled that you said that. Let me ask you a quick question. If you could just tell people listening today that, in your honest opinion, is cannabis a gateway drug?
Absolutely not. I think that studies have even been done to show that cannabis is not a gateway drug. Although the larger studies have not been done, and there's always counter studies to a study, overall the concept is among physicians as well as the general public that's seen this epidemic rise, that gateway drugs are drugs like cocaine, gateway drugs are drugs like oxycodone. Cannabis users are, it's like saying alcohol is a gateway drug. Alcohol
right,
is a drug.
Right.
It's actually the biggest killer drug on the
That's
planet.
Right. And by the way, you can die from alcohol withdrawal. People don't know that. Dr. Bobby
exactly.
Day, this has been so wonderful, wonderful having you on with us. You must
Thank
come
you.
Back. You must come back because your
Thank
information
you
is so important. Give out your website, please.
Yes, it's www.climeholdings.com.
And we'll be right back. I'm Frankie Boyer. This is Cannabis Talk, A to Z, with Frankie Boyer. Our educational odyssey will continue in just a moment.
Grandma, can you come out and play?
Sure, Ellie. Oh, my. You might want to come here and help Grandma.
What's the matter, Grandma? Can't you stand?
Oh, sorry, honey. It's my knees. They don't work the way they used to.
Does this ever happen to you? Are you on Medicare? You may qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Call the Health Hotline to see if you qualify. Our friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have braces for your shoulder, ankle, or back pain. And if you're covered by Medicare, you may qualify for free delivery.
Grandma, slow down. I can't keep up.
Maybe you can use a knee brace too, Ellie. Catch me if you can, kiddo.
Call now to get your pain-relieving knee brace. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. That's 800-659-7975.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer. And You know, we were just talking to a doctor who specialized in pain and had some tremendous information. We continue now to have another doctor, another brilliant physician. His book is newly revived. It's called Drugs Are Not the Devil's Tools, The History of Drugs, Discrimination, Greed, The War on Drugs, and Why Medical Marijuana is Creating a New Paradigm. And Dr. David Bierman, it is a pleasure. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. I'm glad to be with you.
Doctor, I want to go back to, I know that you are very passionate about this subject. And
well, that's true, because I think that it's related to health and wellness, and it illustrates a lot of what's wrong with this country.
Well, I want people to know a little bit about you, because it's important for us to hear the story of Dr. David Bierman, because you're somebody who served at all levels of government, including the U.S. Public Health Service, Director of Health Services at San Diego State University, Health Officer and Director. I mean, you have extensive background on real life people and situations.
Yes, that's true. And I have, been practicing medicine for a long time, and part of my professional career has been involved in drug abuse treatment and prevention. I worked for the county of Ventura, the county of Santa Barbara. I've done a lot in terms of trying to understand why people use substances inappropriately and what to do about it. And in the course of that, I have obviously looked at cannabis. And interestingly, in regards to my background, the first person that suggested that there was a medical aspect to cannabis was my father, who was a pharmacist. And we used to talk about alcohol prohibition fairly often. My father was born in 1910, and one day we were talking about prohibition again, and he said that in 1928, when he was a freshman at the University of Minnesota School of Pharmacy, one of their assignments was to make tincture of cannabis, and that they had to be very careful because the alcohol was illegal. And I think a lot of people don't realize that in the 1920s, American physicians wrote 3 million prescriptions a year that contained cannabis. And I had my father's 1927 edition of Remington's textbook of pharmacy, and there on page 999 and 1000, it said how to make tincture of cannabis and that it was useful in what? Treating pain and treating anxiety. And
unbelievable.
Yeah.
Isn't that fascinating? Fascinating. And here we are, fast forward 70 plus years, 80 years, whatever. I've never been good in math, but it's been decades. It's been decades, doctor. And here we are in the midst of this crisis. And I think, at least I'm feeling comfortable that we all understand that cannabis is no longer the gateway drug.
Actually, cannabis has proven to be an exit drug.
That's right.
The propaganda on cannabis has been extraordinarily effective, and it's almost 100% wrong. I was just on the internet and saw that General Barry McCaffrey had some article in which he was again pushing the propaganda, and McCaffrey is a world-class liar. Back when he was the drug czar, he said that the reason that the Netherlands had a murder rate four times the United States was because they were soft on drugs. Now, it turned out he had his statistics all wrong, and that the Netherlands has a murder rate one-eighth of the United States, and the ambassador from the Netherlands demanded an apology, which they're still waiting for from General McCaffrey.
Unbelievable. There is a quote that you love from Thomas Jefferson. Can you do you have it in front of you, or do you want me to read it?
Why don't you read it?
Okay.
I know the quote you're going to read, and I love it.
Yeah, I do too. If people let government decide which food they eat and medicines they take, their bodies will soon be in a sorry state, as they are the souls of those who live under tyranny. Thomas Jefferson.
Yes, President Jefferson had it right. President Trump, not so much.
I want to talk about where we are, because as someone who, I'm so grateful for both of the doctors that we have on today. They're both cutting edge, and we have a lot of medical doctors who treat people, but these are two medical doctors that are truly cutting edge. And, Doctor, you are showing people how to really incorporate cannabis, all forms of it, all forms of it. And you are a leader in the field of cannabis medicine. You're co-founder of the American Academy of Cannabinoid Medicine. Thank you. I couldn't get it out. Cannabinoid Medicine, and on the board of the Americans for Safe Access. This is, and by the way, the Wall Street Journal health blog named you Doctor of the Day. You've taught courses. You've been doing this for a long time. Obviously, you're extremely knowledgeable. Extremely knowledgeable. Why do you think there is such resistance? I have been talking about this now for several months. I try so hard to educate people. I myself was a late coming to the table person because I do not get high, didn't understand cannabis at all, thought it was just people passing a joint around having a good time. Why, now that I'm educated, I'm trying to educate other people, but why are we still so hesitant about the emotional, physical, spiritual, and financial side to this incredible, wonder, miraculous plant?
Well, I think that's because of a phenomenon called selective apperception, which means that we have preconceived notions, and when we get a fact or a piece of information that doesn't support our preconceived notion, we reject it. And when we hear things that do support our preconceived notion, we accept it. And then I think one of the most important things is the incredible divide that we have in this country that has been going on since the 1960s. You may be familiar with...
Oh, wait, did we lose the doctor? Yeah, okay, we're gonna get the doctor back. By the way, for those of you just joining us, he is Dr. David Bierman. His book is called, this guy is fabulous, his book is called Drugs Are Not the Devil's Tools, The History of Drugs, Discrimination, Greed, The War on Drugs, and Why Medical Marijuana is Creating a New Paradigm. And it's kind of interesting that he got cut off in the middle of what he was going to say. You're back. Okay. Sometimes strange things happen. I don't know. Go ahead, Doctor.
It's a technologically demons that are out there. Anyway, we have always had this kind of divide, and drug laws have been used to marginalize, discriminated against people since at least the time of the witches. Remember, the witches were healers, they were midwives, and they were burned at the stake for trying to help women have less pain in childbirth. And they were, you know, competing with the priests who were the healers. But let's jump forward to the United States and look at what was going on in the 60s, that we had this conflict about people who wanted to send young men over to Vietnam
yeah,
to be
yeah.
killed, and for no particularly good reason. And
by the way, we're getting ready to take a break, so we have to take a break. You're coming back. What's the best website, please?
The best website for me is davidbearmanmd.com, and then the book has its own website, Drugs Are Not the Devil's Tools. If you just Google my name, I'm all over the Internet, and you'll find out about more about me, more about things.
Oh, good. You're staying one more segment, so stay tuned. We'll be back. I'm Frankie Boyer. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. We'll be right back.
Grandma, can you come out and play?
Sure, Ellie. Oh, my. You might want to come here and help Grandma.
What's the matter, Grandma? Can't you stand?
Oh, sorry, honey. It's my knees. They don't work the way they used to.
Does this ever happen to you? Are you on Medicare? You may qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Call the Health Hotline to see if you qualify. Our friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have braces for your shoulder, ankle, or back pain. And if you're covered by Medicare, you may qualify for free delivery.
Grandma, slow down. I can't keep up.
Maybe you can use a knee brace too, Ellie. Catch me if you can, kiddo.
Call now to get your pain-relieving knee brace. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. That's 800-659-7975.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal tea at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. And the question becomes, what role will marijuana play in the future of American politics? It's an interesting question, isn't it? Dr. David Bierman is with us. He is a noted author and credentials that are incredible. His book is called Drugs Are Not the Devil's Tool. And so, can you fill us in on the legalities of where we are in this country right now with regards to the legalities of cannabis?
I'll be happy to do that. I'd like to go back to the previous question because we got interrupted by the break, and that is, why did we get to where we're at? And the Marijuana Tax Act, a lot of people probably don't realize, was vigorously opposed by the American Medical Association. And the Marijuana Tax Act was really the brainchild of the petrochemical industry. And they weren't really concerned about marijuana. They were concerned about hemp. And that's a long story. But
yes,
that foundation is what we had when Nixon came along. And according to an interview in The Atlantic, by Dan Baum, he quoted John Ehrlichman, one of Nixon's right-hand men, and saying the Controlled Substances Act which got the federal government involved in regulating drugs. So they don't have the constitutional authority to regulate the practice of medicine, but they can regulate interstate commerce. And they were targeting Nixon's prime critics, the African-American community, and there was a lot of opiate abuse in the African-American community. So this was a tool that could be used to marginalize them. And they wanted to marginalize the student activists who were demonstrating against the war in Vietnam. And Americans conveniently ignored the 4,000-year history of cannabis as a medicine. They conveniently ignored positions taken by various governmental commissions. Nixon's own marijuana commission recommended legalizing recreational cannabis. And so what you have is this aggressive ignorance. I think that it's comparable to the Republican senators saying there's nothing wrong with pedophilia when Judge Roy Moore does it. And so if you look at what's going on with Judge Moore and how people are ignoring the reality that they don't like, it begins to suggest how mm-hmm. we can ignore all of the fabulous medical attributes of this plant. Now, you asked about where we are currently, and we're currently in this sort of odd situation where the government of the United States has cannabis in a Schedule I category. And currently there is a lawsuit, another one of many, challenging the constitutionality of that, because in order to be a Schedule I drug, the drug has to have no known medical use in the United States. Okay, that's in the face of at least 44 states legalizing some component, some constituent of the plant as medicine, and it has to have a high propensity for abuse. And that's in the face of Drs. Benowitz and Henningfield saying years ago that cannabis had less dependency risk than coffee, and of the DEA's chief administrative law judge saying in 1988 after a two-year rescheduling hearing in which he recommended rescheduling cannabis, that cannabis was one of the safest therapeutic agents known to man. So we have the federal government who does not have the constitutional authority to regulate the practice of medicine. In fact, in a lawsuit involving Angel Raich, who's a patient with a brain tumor, in which she won an injunction against the federal government and the Ninth Circuit, it was overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court because, get this, they weren't conservative enough. It was a 6-3 decision, and the three dissenting justices were Sandra Day O'Connor, never confused for a liberal, joined by late Chief Justice William Rehnquist, and in a separate dissent, Clarence Thomas. And what they pointed out is that the Ninth and Tenth Amendment to the Constitution give the states the power to regulate the practice of medicine. So what is the government relying on? They're relying on a 1942 decision that has been routinely assailed by conservatives because it impinges on states' rights. And I love a comment that was made by Paul Krassner many years ago. You may remember he published a satirical political magazine called The Realist, and he said, states' rights is no longer for racists anymore. And that would be wise for Attorney General Sessions to be aware of that, because as if he were to attack the medical use of cannabis in the states, he would be shooting himself in the foot. He would be less able to use states' rights as a weapon to discriminate against African Americans and anybody else that he wants to discriminate against by allowing the states to pass repressive legislation. So there actually are only four people in the United States who can legally use cannabis. These four people are getting 309-tenths of a gram cannabis cigarettes a month from the federal government and have been for over 30 years. All the rest of us are in violation of federal law.
Who are those four people?
Well, let's see. Irv Rosenfeld is the one that's been the longest. He's a stockbroker in Florida. There's a fella in Iowa who has a painful condition. There is a...
Are you serious? Because we have medical marijuana that's legal in 9 states. 29 states have medical marijuana. I mean, 9 states have recreational marijuana. 29 of the United States have legal medical marijuana. But why do these four individuals...
Okay, well, in 1974, a fellow named Robert Randall, who was going blind from glaucoma, was arrested for possession of marijuana, and he said, this is helping.
Oh, you know what? I knew this was going to happen. We have to have you back because we're out of time, and this is the middle of the story is just too fascinating. So you have to come back, Dr. Bierman. There's no doubt about it. Give us the website because I want people to hear everything they can and find out everything they can about you.
Okay, well, my website is David Bierman, M.D., and Bierman is spelled V as in boy, E-A-R-M-A-N, .com, davidbierman.com. If they're interested in the book, they can go to Amazon and...
We got to run. There. Thank you so much, Doctor, and we will be back next time. Frankie Boyer for Cannabis Talk, A to Z. Thanks for being with us. Make it a great day, and as always, smile.
In the sky, you'll get by.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.